Well, I'm not an expert about the Olympics, of course, but it's kind of common knowledge that the Olympics are not profitable. No one...
Not profitable.
Not profitable. So I think I read a while ago that in the Olympics history, there's only been maybe four Olympics that made a profit for the hosting city. So usually the host, the Olympic city host, will lose money on the game. Despite tourism, the games cost a lot and they're temporary. So the infrastructure doesn't last. Usually the employment during the Olympics and before the Olympics is obviously raised, but after all of these people are unemployed. So it creates actually a lot of problems. But I don't know. I think certain Olympics games have been better at reducing and cutting down budgets by using existing venues. I hope that Tokyo will do the same because they've hosted before. But I personally lived in London when there was the London Olympics, and it helped my area. It helped East London where I was living. But after the Olympics, that park became a ghost town. They're not using it anymore, and despite really good planning, it's out in the middle of nowhere. People don't go there. Tourism after the Olympics increases for a few years. People want to see where the games
only
were
a few
held.
Years.
I think it's only a few years. And for the Winter Olympics, it's less. I think the Summer Olympics gets a lot more attention, a lot more press. Winter Olympics, I think, never make profit. I think the hosting country gets some pride. But as far as boosting an economy from the Olympics, I don't think it happens. I think it boosts awareness. I think more people become aware of the hosting country and the culture of the hosting country. But I don't know. I think you have to weigh up costs and benefits, and I just think it costs more than it benefits, in my personal opinion.
Okay. Thank you.